I'm Kim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by OnX Hunt. If there's one thing that you should have out on the ice with you right now, because it is thin ice, it's a way to get out of that hole that might open up when you least expect it. I'll tell you more, but first.
Ice fishing is here, and it's time to hit the frozen water with the OnX Fish app. Use the Fish app to find new places to fish and sort lakes by species, abundance, trophy, and keeper potentials. OnX Fish also shows you hotspots, lake-by-lake regulations, and private and public land ownership information. For a limited time, download OnX Fish for free in Minnesota and Wisconsin, or head to onxmaps.com/fish to get more information on the app that's changing the game on ice.
First, ice safety. It's very important. I recommend that you wear a float suit. That's just a given when you're out on thin ice. I recommend you carry some ice spikes with you, and they can be helpful. I've found that because I'm older without a lot of upper body strength, that it's impossible for me to pull myself out of a hole that has broken through the ice. I just can't do it. I just do not have the strength. So those ice spikes don't work for me, and they might not work for you. So I think one of the most important things to have on the ice with you when you go out on thin ice is somebody else and some rope. And don't travel too close together, because if you go in and you can't get out because you're not wearing a float suit or you don't have the ice spikes, then you're going to be glad that you have somebody there with a rope. I've had this situation happen to me where I've needed my buddy with the rope to pull me out of the hole that I went through because the ice was thin. Think about that. Always be on the ice with a plan, and that plan is another body and a rope. This is from the pages of the Outdoor News.